like the previous team, they got the casualty down, had stretcher coming over the edge, you know, really good. But just it's just about as much about learning and is about competition. That's what I like. I've adjudicated and competed in three different states. If you get it wrong, they just let you get it wrong. Whereas in Tassie, we'll give the captain and the guys time to reset and let them go again, because it's as much about learning as it is about competition. We have Rex Johnson. I'm adjudicator, also life member of the Tas Minerals Energy Resources Committee. Been involved in Tassie since 1999, previously to that Western Australia and Victoria in mines rescue.
So how did you get involved with this side of things, the ropes?
Yeah, I loved building things when I was a kid, and when I first learnt to train in ropes many years ago, I just took to it, and just something I've always done. And I've worked with different rope trainers and that over the years. You pick up different techniques, and when they set up the competitions, most of the time I've either been search or rescue or in ropes.
You're all kitted up, you've got your gear on. What are the critical things you're looking for as an adjudicator today?
As an adjudicator, safety. We're 15 metres off the ground. We don't want team members walking into drop zones. We've got gear up there, we've got mesh floor. If gear falls through that floor, it could come down and strike somebody. We don't want guys leaning outside handrails, you know, potential trip. We've got head-high hazards. It's a lot about the captain having total control of his team. Yeah, in control, so each step is methodical, and it's about good training with the guys, working as a team.
How well did these fellas do?
They went well. They didn't make the time today, but I reckon in another 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we would have had a good outcome. They would have had to stretcher on the ground. They were a little bit slow off the start, but their process, I think, would have been sound and would have been more than comfortable being in the stretcher myself.
That's the final recommendation,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, some days you think, no, I won't. But, yeah, I would have been happy to be in the stretcher. And I have been in the stretcher numerous times over the years as a casualty / adjudicator.
That's why you've got the life membership, haven't you?
Yeah, and I'm still going. So that says a bit.
Rex, how realistic is this, though?
You know, the guy's up there, all he's done is hit his head. I'm up there with a hard hat. This is the second event. I think I've hit my head on the beams about four times now, and I'm not learning real quick. You know, guys have only got a trip fall and hit their head. It happens. Sometimes it's the simple incidents that happen that can go really wrong. But we've got hindsight on our side. It's always easy as hindsight to stand back. Like, we spent a lot of time here yesterday setting up the scenario, stepping through it, putting a few things in place. If they forget a bit of gear, we've got a rope up there that they can lower down, lift a bit of gear with, just simple little things like that. As I said, we don't want teams just to fail badly. We'll stop them, have a conversation, and let them get going again. It's about learning.
Well, thank you so much, Rex.
No worries, thank you.
Come on, guys. Don't hurry it up. Get up there.